Los Angeles and DC businesses brace for election day chaos, board up windows. By Kyle Morris on October 29, 2020. Businesses throughout major cities in America, particularly in California and Washington, D.C., are bracing for what is expected to be a chaotic election day full of protests. Bill Maligan, a journalist for Fox 11 Los Angeles, shared photos to Twitter on Thursday that showed concerned business owners boarding up their windows to avoid damage from protesters and looters on Election Day. Driving through downtown LA, so many businesses boarded up and in the process of boarding up, Maligan wrote. Beverly Hills Police Chief Dominic Rivetti announced earlier this week that the famed Rodeo Drive will close on Election Day in an effort to combat expected violence and destruction. Rivetti also stated that the Beverly Hills Police Department would be on full alert from Halloween and throughout the Election Day cycle. Other photos shared on Twitter throughout the last week have shown business owners in Washington, D.C., preparing for civil unrest on Election Day as they board up their storefront windows. Chicago officials have also been preparing for political threats and violence on Election Day by holding all hazards drills, Democrat Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said on a conference call. Given what we experienced over the course of the spring and the summer, we can't presume that what's going to happen is going to be peaceful. We are preparing for the worst. So what we've been doing is a lot of drilling, a lot of making sure that we break down barriers, that no one part of election security is operating in a silo. A confidential document obtained by Breitbart News revealed Thursday that a coalition of left-wing groups in Minnesota who fear a Trump victory are preparing for post-election mass unrest while planning to execute wide-scale strategic disruption. Several violent protests have broken out across America in recent days, including major demonstrations in Philadelphia and New York. Those demonstrations led to the looting of a Walmart located in the Port Richmond neighborhood of Philadelphia. The destruction caused by Black Lives Matter protesters in Philadelphia also led to the looting of a Black entrepreneur's boutique. "We as Black people really need to reunite and come together," said Jamil Iskari, owner of Lavender Boutique in North Philadelphia. "Destroying and tearing down our own people is not the answer." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.